Both President Clinton and his Republican challenger Bob Dole were out campaigning today. Dole in Ohio, the president in Tennessee, Ohio, and Kentucky. Both men, not unexpectedly, praised the performances of their running mates in last night's debate. In that debate, Al Gore and Jack Kemp took turns dealing with a question that rarely makes its way into the national spotlight. What can the federal government do to help the nation's inner cities? Kemp, a former secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, has argued for years that federal urban aid programs are dragging inner cities down. Gore maintains those programs have been vastly improved during the Clinton administration. Urban aid experts say Gore and Kemp did a good job laying out the differences between Republicans and Democrats in their approaches to these issues, even if they did use a few half-truths in the process. NPR's John Nielsen has this report.
For all of his political career, Jack Kemp has been pushing for a radical overhaul of the nation's urban aid programs. Last night, he pushed again when he claimed that the Clinton administration hadn't helped these communities at all.
They have abandoned the inner cities. There's a socialist economy. There's no private housing. There's mostly public housing. You're told where to go to school. You're told what to buy with food stamps. It is a welfare system that is more like a third world socialist country than what we would expect from the world's greatest democratic free enterprise system. That must change, and it will, under Bob Dole and Jack Kemp.
Kemp made this point repeatedly, and every time he was challenged by Vice President Al Gore. Gore took particular issue with the notion that the nation's public housing system had not been changed in an important way.
We are demolishing the outdated projects that did not work, and we're replacing them with new units that do work.
Gore said the administration had also set up more than 100 empowerment zones or enterprise communities in the nation's most distressed inner cities. These are arrangements where special tax breaks and other forms of urban aid are used to lure investors. The vice president then turned and thanked Jack Kemp for helping to develop the enterprise zone idea in the first place, back when Kemp was George Bush's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development.
Mr. Kemp had a good idea when he advocated that years ago. He talked about it. We did it.
By most accounts, that's true. But urban aid expert William Rowey of the University of North Carolina says the debate helped to make the differences between these urban reform efforts clear.
The Dole-Kemp camp thinks that the solutions to urban problems is to get the government out of the way. And the Clinton-Gore camp believes that the solution to urban problems involves the government lightening up on some of the regulations, but at the same time investing, actually putting real dollars into these, public dollars into these areas.
At one point, Vice President Gore suggested that the administration's urban reforms were partly responsible for a recent decrease in urban unemployment, particularly among blacks. Experts like Rowey say that at best, that's an impossible claim to prove. Most of the new enterprise zones have been in place for less than 2 years, for one thing. It's just not clear whether they're working. But Richard Cowden, the director of the American Association of Enterprise Zones, says one key Dole-Kemp proposal has been tested by counties and cities that have tried to lure businesses back by offering tax breaks without other forms of aid. In general, says Cowden, the businesses have not responded.
Incentives tend to only work at the margins. They don't seem to be very effective inducing a company to move to a place where they otherwise would not want to locate.
There were a couple of other half-truths tossed back and forth in this part of last night's debate. Gore said that President Bush had vetoed an ambitious urban tax cut plan without mentioning that the vetoed plan was part of a larger package of Democratic tax increases. And Kemp said the White House had flatly rejected a plea for special incentives from the District of Columbia, even though those negotiations are said to be continuing. This is the first time an argument about urban aid has been part of a presidential campaign since the 1970s. But housing consultant Cushing Dolbear says that's not completely reassuring. Dolbear notes that at this point, Democrats and Republicans are both promising to cut the budget of the Department of Housing and Urban Development even more than it has already been cut. She says that simply will not do.
Unless we're willing to, I think, at least double and maybe treble the amount of money that we're giving either HUD or some other agency to carry out those same program objectives of housing and community development, our cities are going to continue to decline. There's no way to turn them around, or if they do get turned around, they get turned around by displacing the low-income people who are there with higher-income people who are pushing them out, which has happened in some parts of some cities.
That opinion used to be part of the Democratic mainstream. But in an election where budget cutting and deficit shrinking are central themes, it's not an argument that's heard much. I'm John Nielsen in Washington.